Welcome to the Nursepreneur Academy podcast, where nurses like you discover how to break free from the bedside and build a flexible, profitable business using the skills, knowledge, and experiences you already have. I'm your host, Liam Caswell, an RN turned full-time six-figure nursepreneur. In 2021, everything changed for me in my career. I left my senior nursing role to build an online nurse-led personal brand. One that gives me the freedom to work from anywhere, leverage the skills the hospital paid me to learn, and create both the income and impact I always knew I was capable of. Now it's your turn. I'm here to show you the possibilities beyond bedside and help you transition into a nurse-led business that fits your needs and life. Whether you dream of working from home, earning what you're truly worth, or making an impact on your own terms, I'm going to guide you every step of the way. Together, my friend, we'll make traditional nursing as you know it, optional. Now let's get down to it and let's build your profitable business. Hello everyone, hope you're well. Welcome back to the podcast. This week's episode was unplanned, but I went live on Instagram last week and maybe that contributed to my acute laryngitis that I have right now. Who knows? But winter is kicking my ass. And so I did a live where I just riffed off the cuff and spoke about the four most profitable business models for nurses. And I wanted you to hear this. I wanted to put something out this week because we're in a bit of a groove and a rhythm. And sometimes as a podcaster, it's hard to put things out all the time every week and be super organized. We've come to the end of like my batching of podcast episodes. So let's repurpose this. My amazing editor is going to work his magic on this and put it out there. And I'm going to rest my voice. I've been on voice rest for a couple of days and I'm now going to shut up and let you enjoy. And I'll see you next week. I've been getting heaps of messages from all of you amazing aspiring entrepreneurs about building business. So a couple of questions I've been getting of late is like, and I was just doing some stories about this online on Instagram. And I noticed that I was like, why do I not just talk about this and jump on live? So the most common question that I receive is, what kind of business can I start as a nurse? And the reality is, like, that question is loaded because there are so many different things that you can do as a nurse. There are literally so many different ways in which you can make money as a nurse in a business context and setting. But I'll give you the rundown of the most profitable and the lowest cost to get started that I believe every nurse can leverage and kickstart today. Like, literally could start today. When we think about nursepreneur business models and what is available to most nurses, there's kind of four things that come to mind. So let's start with the highest investment type businesses that are going to cost you the most money. And then I'll get down to the lowest cost, easiest to kickstart. So first of all, we've got our cosmetic aesthetic nursing IV hydration space. Cosmetic IV hydration nursing is kind of like the go-to. It's almost like the gold standard business model for most nurses who are thinking of starting a business. When you think of nursing and business, that's what you think about. But here's the thing. The reality is, cosmetic and IV hydration businesses, whilst they can be hugely successful and they are great income generators and you're able to really help people leveraging your clinical skills, they cost a lot to start. Okay, now I haven't started those types of businesses, but I've coached and supported nurses that have, and the amount of money that they invest is significant. Now, that's all well and good if it's something you absolutely love and you know that this is your path. But most people tend to make the decision based on the fact that they're like, oh, you know, this is the only way to do it. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. So with cosmetic and IV hydration, first of all, you need your certification, right? You need some type of certification in Australia, and globally the same is true. So that's your first cost. And that can vary from like a couple of $1,000s up to like $20,000+ just for the certification. With cosmetics, because you've got your certification cost. Then you've got your product cost, right? You've got a space hiring cost. So maybe you're going to do it in clinic. Maybe you're going to do it from home. So there's lots of things to factor in. You've got scripting costs. Then you have your insurances. You have poison licenses. There are so many moving pieces when it comes to cosmetic aesthetic nursing and also IV hydration. The same is true, right? They're great business models, but there's a lot of hurdles to overcome in order to make them profitable and financially secure and scalable, right? Because at the end of the day,
There's limited capacity in how much you can charge depending on your niche and who you're serving. I mean, if you're going to be a cosmetic nurse that like serves, you know, I don't know, like North and North Sydney and like the people where people have money and, you know, find those pockets of the world, because you'll be able to charge more and you'll have, you know, better uptake in clients. But if you're trying to launch it somewhere that maybe can't justify the price point, then you're going to need to do a lot of volume. So that's one thing I want you to pay attention to when it comes to cosmetic nursing, IV hydration nursing. In order to make $100,000, by the way, this is just income, this is not profit, you need 400 clients a year, right? That's a lot of people. It's doable, but it's a lot of people. Now, not everybody's going to just spend $250. Some people might spend $1,000. Some people might spend $2,000. They might have a whole face redone. Like, who knows, right? But it's worth noting that in order to create 100K in freedom from nursing and make nursing optional with cosmetics and IV hydration, it's a volume game, which means for those of you interested in this path, we want to get really good at marketing and selling, i.e. posting online, building an email list, getting people through our world, creating a whole ecosystem where people can buy from you and come into your world. It's not enough to be a cosmetic IV hydration nurse and replace your income just with friends and family. It's not going to be that scalable, and you're going to need to be able to have systems and processes in place. So if we look at what that looks like over the year, it's 33, 34 clients per month to make $100,000. That's of income, not profit, right? Think about cost and so on and so forth. So you might only get half of that actual income. So that's cosmetics and IV hydration. Now, let's talk about other business models, right? So they're the two most common that people think about. I don't always think that they're the best models when it comes to profitability, scalability, and being able to make true financial wealth. You can, 100%, so don't come from me, anybody. You can, it's just gonna take a lot of work and a lot of building. Now, the next one I wanna talk about is, I'll pull them together, digital products and courses. So when we think about digital products, I want you to think about like PDF checklists, downloadable guides, planners, nursing study guides. You know, if you're creative or you love pathophysiology or it just comes easy to you and you also love designing, maybe you create these study guides. We've all been targeted with these ads on social media. You've probably seen them where somebody's trying to sell you a nursing bundle or download that you can just buy and it's like $37 or it's $7. Now, these are great and they're a really great way to build and grow your business. However, what people often misunderstand with digital downloads, it is, again, a volume game. You need to be able to have a huge audience because typically they're priced anywhere from $7 up to like $100, $200, right? And then you're getting into like course territory where you're going to sell a course that's maybe $297, $397, so on and so forth. So with digital downloads, they're really great. And a lot of people come to me and say, I just want to create something that's going to allow me to have passive income. And a little part of me dies because we've been sold a bit of a lie that we can have passive income online. And the reality is nothing, no matter how many people preach it to you, nothing is passive. Everything is active, right? It might look like it's passive because they've created it and now they've got a system that sells it. But in order to get there, it was very, very active and they spent a lot of time up front to be able to create an asset that now makes them passive income on the back end. So I just want to clear that up. Passive income is a lie. It's not a real thing. So with digital downloads, great idea. $7, $37, resume guide. And I actually generated about 10 to 15,000 Australian dollars selling resume templates and guides. And that was awesome. Yeah, I was living in Paris at the time and I woke up every day and someone had bought something. Like before I'd even woke up, I had made like $100. I'm like, that's amazing. I didn't really even do anything today. But again, I did a lot of work ahead of time to be able to create that result. So that's a great way of potentially starting a business and generating income. But the reality is, again, with that, in order for it to be sustainable and scalable, i.e. generate a nursing salary every month, you need volume. So you need lots of followers. You need lots of people engaging your content. You need lots of people commenting the words, you know, CV guide, and going through your whole ecosystem that's set up behind the scenes, okay? And so whilst it was lovely to make, you know, 50, 100 bucks a day, someday I'd just make one sale, someday I'd make two sales, it's very dependent on how many people you can bring into your world every single day, every week, every month. How many new people can you get in front of? And In today's social media landscape, that is easier probably than it was when I was doing it, in the sense that you've got TikTok, you've got Instagram, and the reach on TikTok can be huge. But don't be fooled by people that say it's the easiest business path to go down, because you're just going to be doing a lot of marketing and you just need lots of volume and scale. So let's just have a think about it. Let's do the math again, because we love math and I don't like playing with fake numbers. So let's say you sell something for $37 and you want it, like, it's a $37, you know, new grads survival guide. Love that idea. Great, super valuable for your people if that's who you want to serve. You'd have to create content around that. You'd create some systems behind the scenes around that. And then you'd sell it for, let's say, $37, right? In order to generate $100,000 in a year and replace a nursing salary, right? That is 2,702 sales over the year. Again, it's totally doable. There are people that do this and you probably have seen them and you know them. But the reality is that is a lot of selling. That's a lot of people. And that's a lot of work, right? In to be able to build a brand that gets to a point where it sells 2,700 people. Like, in my lifetime of my business, with a digital product and a coaching-based offering, I've sold like over 500, I think 550, 600 people now into my offers over 4.5 years. To sell 2,702, you need a huge audience. So a great example of this is Kelsey, Whole Life Nurse. She's a nurse in America that has a membership. She sells digital products and also a membership. It's low cost. But when you look at her followers, she's got over 180,000 followers. Every post that she puts out there, because she's built an incredible brand, and she's built it over time, and she's been doing it for over a decade, I believe. She has like hundreds of people that raise her hand, right? And so that's how she's able to go, here it is, it's $7, because she cannot, even if she wanted to, she couldn't serve everybody that wanted to work with her at a $500, $1,000 price point. She just couldn't serve them, right? So it's usually a sign that somebody has grown to like a mega brand status when they are offering something that's super cheap. Valuable, super cheap, but the reason they do that is because they can't serve everybody at a higher price point. So that is digital products. So we've covered cosmetic nursing, we've covered IV hydration, digital products. Courses are similar. In the sense that, again, you need an audience and you need a following and you need something that people really want. So we co-create the offer. Again, can be super scalable. But let's just say you want to sell a course that is DIY self-paced for $500, $497. You've got, how many do we need? We need 201 students to go through your course. Now, again, it's very doable, right? Over 12 months, that is 16 people. And we create, I don't want you to be overwhelmed. I'm not saying all of this to like put you off it, because it's durable, but it's just like, oh, what business model is the best model for where you want to be and what your freedom looks like? Because 100K is great in a business, but that's where most businesses start. And this is the beauty of online nursepreneurship and leveraging your skills, knowledge, and expertise to be able to help and support people out there globally, is that there's no cap on your income. So if you want to, you can generate 250K. You can generate 500K. You can generate $1 million if you want. There is no limit. So when you start to see the pricing and you go, okay, 497 divided by a million, that is a big number. You're selling a lot of courses, like thousands of courses. So you need to have a whole ecosystem in place. So this is what I mean when I say, in order to build a business, it's not about like worrying about the niche and worrying about the how and worrying about the offer. It's about which model do I choose? This is the starting point. We first have to regulate our nervous system, step into the identity of an entrepreneur. We have to move out of bedside thinking and dollars per hour and trading time for money. And we have to start thinking about transformation-based pricing and supporting people going from pain to pleasure, right? And we do that and we look at which model best aligns with you. Do you want to spend a lot of time like I do on social media creating content, coming live? Or do you hate the idea of that and you want to have a business where, you know, you can post once a week, but you have an email list that's thriving, people come into your world, and you write a newsletter, and that's how people join your world. There are so many ways to do it. There's no right or wrong. There's no good or bad. But at the end of the day, it's about finding the profitable business model that works for you in relation to what I call your nursepreneur freedom number. Thinking about the number that you need to crack to be able to make nursing optional, right? So for example, in a Nursepreneur Academy, you know, some nurses just want to make 50K in their business in a year. And that's them. They're like so happy with that. Then I have other nurses that want to make 500K in a year. And how fun is it to be in a space where nurses are talking about that and they're leveraging their expertise to like 5X their nursing income, online, working from home, time, location, freedom, spend more time with their family. Now, of course, in order to build that business, a business that can generate 500K, there's a lot of work involved. But there's also a lot of work involved in building your nursing career. So we get to choose our heart. That's what I always say, we choose our heart. So we've covered cosmetics, IV hydration, digital product, courses. My favorite business model for nurses is coaching, mentoring, and consulting. Every nurse, I believe, has a multiple six-figure business idea buried in their burnout, their shitty toxic workplace experiences, or just what life has thrown at them, right? And when you're creating and thinking about your nurse-led business, you don't have to be thinking about coaching and supporting other nurses, right? There are so many different ways that you can build a nurse-led business. And no, it is not building a nurse-led business where you show up online and you nurse people. That's not what we're doing. We're not nursing people online. We're leveraging our personal and our professional experiences to be able to take people through a transformation. And so when it comes to coaching, mentoring, consulting, guiding people, nurses, we are naturally designed to do this. We do it absolutely every single day with our students, with our peers, sometimes with our managers. We do it with our colleagues and our patients, their relatives, right? We coach, we educate, we empower, we advocate every single day. So why not leverage that skill set and bring it online and create an offering, an identified population of people that you would love to support and connect with and coach and serve in a coaching space? And so what that looks like is we create a coaching offering where they get access to a curriculum, they get access to you as a coach, a mentor, a guide, and you take them on a transformational journey from A to B, right? So some examples of this is my first business offering, which was I help graduate nurses apply, interview, land their dream graduate nursing role. So I help them go from pain to pleasure, right? They didn't know what to do, where to apply, how to apply, what to do for their interviews, how to prepare, how to build their confidence. And I took them through a process that I created based on my lived experience, monetized that at the time. I started charging $250 for that. It was very cheap because I didn't believe in myself. And over time, I raised that price up to over $2,500 in a group coaching program. And I served over 70 people in that and generated more money. I earned my old director of nursing, generating nearly $200,000 just from one offering. And so that's a great example of not needing more certifications, not needing more qualifications, going out to learn something more. You can package up what you've already got, serve a population of people that you're so passionate about helping, and create an offering that allows you to take them on a journey and help them achieve the results that you've already achieved. That's the beauty of coaching, right? Now, for example, again, we've got our Nursepreneur Academy. We've got nurses in there that are building offerings across the board. We've got Dee, who is a nurse that has got years of experience supporting graduate nurses. So she's building a graduate nursing offering where she supports graduate nurses in their graduate year to thrive and to build their confidence and to really look after themselves so that they're not burning out at that 6 month mark and wanting to quit and leave the profession. So Dee is supporting grads in their transition over a 6 month period, leveraging her skills, knowledge and expertise. And she's starting to make those offers and getting that out into the world. We've got Jodie, who's a nurse that leverages her business experience as she's a return to practice nurse. And she's created a business, an offering, a coaching offering where she supports service-based businesses to systematize their business so that they can make more money and stop leaking profit. And what's amazing about that is Jodie's been able to package up all her skills, knowledge and expertise so that she can sell that for a very high price point, let's just say, which is incredible. She's already generated nearly $50,000, right, in her nurse-led business. And she's on track to make nursing optional very shortly. And so they're just two examples of, you know, there's so many of our nursepreneurs that have created incredible offerings, packaging up what they already do and putting it out to the market. And what's beautiful about the approach that we have is that we're not just throwing shit at the wall. We're not just going, oh, this is what I think everybody needs and I'm going to put it out there, because that could be, that's the worst thing that you could actually do. What I teach nurses to do and what I want you to hear me when I say is we co-create our offer with our ideal, amazing client, right? So if you have a population of people in mind that you want to serve, we have to go to those people and we have to have conversations with them. We have to learn what they're struggling with. We have to leverage our active listening skills, our empathy, our rapport building, our therapeutic, you know, verbal and nonverbal communication skills to be able to connect with people and to get out of them basically an assessment of like where they are, what they're struggling with, and then you create an offer that solves that. And a lot of people overcomplicate this, but the reality is you already have the offer inside of you. You already have gone through trials and tribulations that you've overcome and that you have transformed your life through personally and professionally, and you've achieved results that other people are still trying to achieve. So therefore, you are the niche. You already have the offer and you get to create that and bring that to the market and help other people achieve the results that you once never thought you could achieve. And that's what's great about coaching. Not only that, it's low cost, it's low overhead. You can work from home, you can do this on a Zoom call, on your phone or on your desktop, and you need low tech online. You don't need a lot of things to be able to make it happen. And it's high profit and it's high scalability. Because the reality is, when you're packaging up your skills, knowledge and expertise, and you've got maybe an offering that is $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 and above and beyond, I have nurses that are in the tens of thousands of dollars offerings. How many of those people would you need to be able to replace your nursing salary? Like, for example, when I had my graduate career launch program offering, I only needed three nurses per month to say, hey, Liam, I want to work with you. And bear in mind, like, I built that up to like having over 70 people in that space. And so with the coaching space, it's so much easier for you to grow, scale and build a profitable business that goes above and beyond and out earns the most senior nurses in the industry without needing to do more certifications, to bust your ass at bedside, sorry for swearing, but burn out, hate your career, do more postgrads that you don't want to do, sit and wait on the sidelines for that EBA pay rise, you know, the measly 1% if we're lucky, if it comes on time. We don't have to do any of that because you get to be in control. And when you start building an offering that is scalable and it's profitable, you can make nursing optional, drop your hours like Jody has. Trina's pulled back a couple of days. She's one of our nursepreneurs as well. And you're able to go, I don't actually need to work bedside as much, and you might actually find you enjoy it more. Now, the goal is not to make, for most people, the goal is not to like leave nursing completely. They still want to have their hand in. They want to do one shift here and there. And that's amazing. That's great. For me, I chose a different path because my business now has completely replaced my income, and there's no world in which I go back. And that's amazing. And I want to be an example of nurses, for nurses to see that that's possible. So I've just riffed and spoke a lot of crap. Hopefully you can see that there's a lot of pathways out there. And whilst aesthetics, IV hydration is high marketing volume, high upfront cost, still a very valid business model and still very scalable and profitable, you just need to be aware of the challenges that come with that. Digital products and courses, again, they are probably a better model for nurses that are starting out and thinking about where they want to go. But the gold ticket, and I'm biased, of course, but I've just seen it time and time again, and I'm surrounded by people that are my mentors, that are seven-figure, eight-figure coaches, like we're talking $10, $15 million per year in the coaching space with scalable, profitable businesses. And that's where it's at. That is the future of the creator economy online and the creator pie that we all get to take a little piece of. So that's what I have for you tonight. Send me a message about the Bedside to Business Roadmap. I'd love to help you see what's possible when you build a nursing business online and monetize it and make nursing optional. And let's make 2025 the year you make nursing optional. If you want to know more, send me a message. Let's have a wee chat. I'll chat to you soon.
A pay rise bedside nursing could never provide. Freedom from hospital politics and the flexibility to work on your own terms without the shift work. You, my friend, are one step closer to creating your bedside escape plan. I want to hear your insights, takeaways, and questions. Connect with me over on Instagram at Nursepreneur Academy or email me at hello@liamcaswell.com.
If you're the type of nurse that's ready to explore your options for building a nurse side business, leave us a review, screenshot it, and send it to my email or my Instagram, and I'll send you my bedside to business roadmap, my step-by-step process to building a six-figure nurse-led business as a thank you. Until next week, keep dreaming big, taking bold action, and betting on yourself, because this is the year you make nursing optional.